Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Final hour tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Finish him.
It is a live drop Friday as we broadcast live from the TireRack.com studios.
OJ did it.
TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're killing you, your father, Larry.
Thank you. Thank you. You're cool. I'm out.
Live drop Friday.
Is it the playoffs? No.
Is it the playoffs yet? No, it's not the playoffs. Did somebody say? Okay, no, I'm not going to do it. No, no, no.
Don't
not
you.
Do it. Not
say it. But the Lakers are
not
back.
Gonna say it. Not going to say it. Look at this Lakers team. Could have got everybody tacos, but they didn't. Couldn't stop a layup at the end. I bet LeBron would have blocked it with his head.
It's been all so right. Long. That was close enough.
That was pretty good. It's also, you know, this is something equivalent to the Montreal screw job. I got to say right here.
Okay.
You need to explain to people things. What that is.
You compare a lot of things to the Montreal screw job.
It's everything. Kind of a big deal. In
I was walking my
history.
Dog today. What happened? It was
is
like
it a
the
Canadian
Montreal
game?
Screw
What's
job.
Going on with this?
It sounds sexual, Mike.
Well, it is after 10 o'clock Pacific time. It's 1 o'clock here in beautiful Florida. But Survivor Series pay-per-view, when Earl Hebner rang the bell, when Shawn Michaels had Bret Hart in the sharpshooter, wasn't the way it was supposed to all go down.
That's
so you're saying he got screwed in Montreal.
That's a WWE event from 1997 that Mike Harmon is bringing up.
And you know what? As we're on the road to WrestleMania, there have been many legacy documentaries and references made these many weeks. Hey, people in the know, they appreciate a good reference.
Dude,
just because you're uncultured and all you watch is superhero movies.
Superheroes.
I always wondered why that one VHS, that Montreal one, was always missing behind the curtain at my VHS store.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry that I have my finger more on the pulse of what's going on than you, but you're bringing up WWE from 25 years ago.
Because
and all
it's
people
relevant
care about is,
all
wait
the
a minute,
time.
The Lakers didn't get, Laker fans didn't get tacos tonight because the Raptors had a hoop at the buzzer that gave them 112, and they couldn't get tacos.
But you know what, though? The Lakers had the opportunity to block it.
Yeah, the Lakers won.
Send him to the turf, and he didn't.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Really? It doesn't matter that they won?
No, not when they screwed. This is where Frostberg would say something like, yeah, but it doesn't matter because the Knicks screwed everybody out of tacos. So I'm going to say it
for
you.
The Knicks
yeah,
can't even afford tacos.
Oh, come on, man.
You think Dolan's giving free food?
Come on. Did the Knicks Did the Knicks or did they not give away scratchers to a lucky fan who made a shot? Come on, man. They gave him the scratchers.
Yeah, other teams give like that guy 50 grand.
That's true.
Nope. We're going to give you $1,000 worth
seven
of scratchers.
Snubs.
That was brilliant. It's part of our sponsorship. It costs us nothing.
Scratch them off.
Dolan ain't giving away free food.
We are getting as close as we can to Aaron Rodgers being a Jet without it actually happening. We'll get back in because it's the Jets, man. I mean, Aaron Rodgers could sign with the Jets, and I would say, yeah, it still could go wrong. It could still go wrong.
Well, he
I
could still
know.
Walk away,
but,
never show up.
The
Jason, remember,
today,
Tom Brady will be in Miami before Rodgers is at the Jets.
Both are going to have. Are you kidding? What an AFC East that would be next year with Brady and Rodgers.
NFL insider
Allen.
Alex Teicher.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Teicher, what position does Tom Brady play?
Right now he's playing the couch position because he's not doing anything.
All right, but
he's
in
playing
the NFL,
cat daddy.
Where does he play in the NFL? What position does he play?
Oh, you know what, Jason? I actually think he plays nickelback.
Nice.
No. All right. Very well played. Well played. Well played, Alex Teicher.
Thank
very
you.
Nice. Very
I
nice.
Hate all
very
of you.
Nice. Maybe I set it up that way because I knew you would say Nickelback.
Did you?
Maybe.
You're a horrible Maybe person if you did.
Maybe I did. Maybe I did. Not my first rodeo. But Aaron Rodgers is as good as gone. We have heard reports the last few days that the Packers are ready to move on, and you couldn't get anything more than a we're moving on than we got today from Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy, who gave an interview in which he spoke at length about Aaron Rodgers and his desire to make something happen that's both beneficial for the Packers and the Jets. Quote, if things don't work out the way we'd want them, yeah, meaning they'd want him back. He's a great player, but I think it's trying to find what he wants and what we want, and hopefully we can find a win-win situation. That is, Aaron Rodgers finds a place to play other than Green Bay. Quote, we're hopeful we can reach a resolution that works not only for Aaron, but for us. Right? He talked about Aaron Rodgers' career in the past tense. Aaron had a great career here. And regardless of what happens, he'll be in our Hall of Fame. We'll bring him back and retire his number. Aaron Rodgers, like I said, it's the Jets or nobody, right? It was, but he could stay. No, it's the Jets or nobody. Now he's got to go because the Packers have said, we're giving you permission. You're talking, you're making your decision. Just so you know, you got to pick a trade because you're not coming back here, right? So it's the Jets or nobody because no one
has
gotten involved with Aaron
Rodgers. Longer by the day.
Right, and that's what scares me at this point. After this report today, all right, the Packers are pushing him out. The Jets are going to get him. They're the only team talking to him. The Packers granted permission. They want it to – everybody wants it to happen. Why has he not said, okay, I'll agree to a trade yet? Because, yes, he is the drama king that he is, and he wants to be able to control the narrative and be the one to decide. I'm deciding I want to move on. Now, the Packers are ushering him a little bit on this. I'm sure he's not happy with it. I'm sure he would rather take a couple more days of, the Packers aren't saying anything, so okay. But I'm sure this is what he wants. He wants control. But this is what scares me, right? The only thing that scares me about this not getting done is that the reason we're still waiting is because Aaron Rodgers is making demands. He's asking for things. And we already saw Sauce Gardner in that crazy video where he and his other teammates and Breece Hall was in it.
So lame.
Garrett Wilson was in it. And they burned the cheese
so
head
damn lame.
That Sauce Gardner had last year. And now, hey, Aaron, come play with us. And they all taped messages to him saying, come on, A-Rod.
Baby, come back hotline.
Right? So, yeah, so you know that he's – and in that video, he talked about how there's package deals going on, meaning that Aaron would be want to bring some other players with him. Because, look, Rodgers has talked at length about liking that he plays with his friends. At this point in my career, I want to play with my friends, which are guys like Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb and David Bakhtiari. So, you know, he wants to bring some of those guys with
him. That were great once upon a time.
Right? And this is what he wants to do. He wants to bring these guys with him. So now he's making demands and he's asking for things. And this is the only thing that can screw it up because it's Aaron Rodgers. And at some point, is he going to ask for something and the Jets are going to say, you know what? We're done. We're not giving it. A couple of things we could help you with, but no, we're not going to make you the offensive coordinator. You're not going to get an office on the second floor like Russell Wilson. That didn't work out really well. You don't get to override Robert Saleh with making calls. I mean, he's going to ask for a lot of things because to come here, this is what guys who like power and are on power trips want. He's going to want things. And where's the line? Like, what's he going to ask for that's too much? Like, is it, if you can bring these four players, I'll say yes, and let's wait until free agency begins? I mean, is that how it's going to go? And the Jets
I think that's exactly what he's doing.
You know, I mean,
he's going to give them a laundry list of guys that he wants. Yeah. And you notice a lot of these guys have either re-upped and renegotiated their contracts, right? Bakhtiari and these guys, like they're all reworking monies if they're not flat-out free agents. And if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're having fun with this, going, all right, how do I tailor it to a place where I really want to be? Yeah, there's some great young talent there, but if I can bring some of my guys, right? That's the whole question of whether Brady returns anywhere, how much of it can be the system and whatever. David Carr was doing his crying and moaning again about McDaniels and how he was bullied by Brady and that same dynamic wasn't there for Derek. Like, just shut up already and go away. But the same idea here, though. You've got a quarterback who has power in this situation. Legitimately, if it's the Jets or nobody, and that's the only play that can be made. And by the way, Murphy making these comments at the Wisconsin Girls State Basketball Tournament is just gold.
That's great.
You want to find me? I'm going to be over there for a while.
How badly did he want to get that out there? You know, hey, listen, I'm going to the state tournament. But yeah, if you want to send a reporter over, I'll answer questions.
But that, really? Where's there going to be a bunch of reporters, for the local news and local sports? Hey, look, Mark Murphy.
Where's the best lighting? Where's the best? Will you tell me where to stand?
Get my good side.
I really want to talk about this. And ask me whatever you want to. But what do you have? A couple minutes? No, I got all kinds of time. What's halftime is 15 minutes. Yeah, we can just start rolling, man. Just start asking me questions. I'm here. Like it's the Super Bowl media day. Yeah, I'm just going to sit here for 45 minutes and answer every question and end it by making sure people know we want Aaron Rodgers out. We're ready to move on from him. We are ready
It's not
to
the
go.
Best scenario. It's not our preferred scenario. But legitimately, even in making that statement, how dumb are you? Like, that may be how you feel. Why are you putting that into a microphone? Like, let it still be anonymous sources and thing with the guy in the place. Now you put it out there. And even if he already had 99% of the power, you just gave him 100%. He is fully Turbo Rodgers now in terms of being able to run roughshod over you in his demands.
You know what this tells me? Because, yeah, this was not the smartest thing. Because if you want now, because I can see Aaron. That's what I mean. I can see Aaron Rodgers saying, okay, no, now this is what you want. Now I'm going to make you wait a little bit longer. This tells me that they're not talking anymore. That whatever is going on with the trade, that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers just are not talking anymore. And the Packers have had no idea, no communication with him, his people. And they're like, you know what? Now we got to send him a message. We've tried to call him. We've not called back. Then this is what we're going to do. This tells me that the communication between both sides has broken down. And now they're going to have to talk to each other through the press. And we're just waiting. The next time Aaron Rodgers speaks, he's got to give a decision, right? He's got to say something because, you know, he's got to do it at some point. And, you know, we haven't seen him talk. We got that little bit of an interview on the podcast saying, I'm thinking about it. It's coming soon. But he knows he's got to talk at some point. And the fact that here's where the Packers are, they want to get this thing resolved before free agency begins, obviously. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know that both sides are even talking anymore. And that's why we have this.
But that's the beauty of it. I like that he's got both teams over a barrel, going over the falls in a barrel, because the Jets, if they're really, this is the guy, right? They didn't go full on in and Derek Carr and how much they loved him or allegedly loved him. Well, now he's a member of the Saints, and now you're pushing everything in for Aaron Rodgers. but knowing that you might have to give just a little bit more. And then on the other side, the Packers might get screwed over in a giant way contractually and player defections in this process. It really makes for delicious theater.
Little bit more. I used to do a little, but a little wouldn't do it, so the little got more and more. Twitter and how about a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. It's the only thing I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of this, that now with all this time he's making demands, Jets are going to say, screw it. We're done. We'll figure out something else when free agency starts. Let's call Jimmy G. Let's call Tannehill.
Jimmy.
Let's get this done. You know what?
Jimmy.
Hey, let's sign
Jimmy.
Lamar Jackson to that offer sheet. Let's
Jimmy.
Do it. Let's do it.
I'm going to eat that ass up.
That was live very drop. Excited.
Live
that was
drop
good.
Friday. Shopping for tires can be deflating. Just ask the Patriots. Not at TireRack.com, where fast, free shipping and free road hazard protection are just the start. Did you know they test tires, too? They've got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Great traction and a comfortable ride. They share their results so you can make an informed choice. Go to TireRack.com/sports and tell them what you drive. You're not sure where to begin? Try the Tire Decision Guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers with free road hazard protection. Mobile tire installation available in many areas. They'll bring new tires to you at home or work and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Well, coming up next, we head to Vegas. There's a new leader who could be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. Are the Jets the overwhelming favorite for Aaron Rodgers? Keep it right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
It was limp. It was dangly.
I had to pull it out.
She's limp. She's limp. She's limp. She's in my
bed. Is that a drop?
It is now.
I'll drop that ass.
That's not a drop. That is not a
what
drop.
What do you mean?
It is
not
now.
A drop.
What do you mean?
Not a drop. That's not a drop.
I'm just waiting
now.
For the climax there.
Tell Alan.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios.
I've had sex with him like 50, 60 times.
On camera. Always make sure on camera. It is Live Drop Friday. As the Bears trade the number one overall pick in the draft to the Carolina Panthers, and now a surprise has emerged at the top of the board, the favorite to go number one overall.
Cleveland!
Breaking it down for us on the hotline. Former odds maker, co-founder of the Bet the Board podcast, our Vegas insider. Check him out on TV at CBS Sports as well. He's on Twitter at Todd Furman. Todd, what's happening, buddy?
I'm doing all right this evening, gentlemen. How are you boys holding up?
What's up?
Well, look, Harmon wants to be really, really excited about the Bears trading away the number one overall pick. And now we see, and you tweeted this out earlier today, that suddenly the odds jump to C.J. Stroud, not just being the favorite, but the overwhelming favorite to go number one overall. Is it going to stay that way? Do you see movement? What do you make of this?
Yeah, we've seen a pretty big shift. I mean, as early as last week, Bryce Young was about a 1-2 favorite to be the number one overall pick. I know we had talked extensively about Anthony Richardson taking money in the market, going from 100-1 down into that 4.5 or 5-1 range. Clearly, Carolina has become enamored with one of their starting quarterbacks, although obviously their GM playing a little game of liar's poker, saying they're willing and able to negotiate trading out of the number one spot. They just wanted to control their own destiny. So I'm led to believe it'd be C.J. Stroud, but look, we know how this process goes, and over the next 4 to 5 weeks, a lot can change before they either settle with the number one pick and make the selection they think can be a transcendent talent, or they look to try and move on and pick up a little bit of draft capital as they have a lot of needs to fill both on the offensive and defensive side.
To that end, how much does the market love that this happens 5 weeks before the draft?
I mean, it's a headache for odds makers. There's no doubt about it. But obviously for the NFL, it clearly illustrates that it's a 365-day year news cycle, and this is going to generate some buzz. Ryan Poles deserves a ton of credit for getting not only one but two number one picks and a bona fide number one wide receiver in DJ Moore. So the Bears, clearly a team that has a lot of flexibility from a salary cap standpoint, and the best case scenario for them is they go all in on Justin Fields this year. He flounders. They pick again inside the top five, and I'll be able to hit the restart button with a new starting quarterback if need be.
All right, Todd, if I said to you four quarterbacks in the top 10, yes or no? will be taken in the top 10 in the draft? Four.
Yeah, I'll go no. I think just by default, one of the quarterbacks may fall out. And, you know, we'll see. Obviously, those four logical names, C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, and Will Levis, a better quarterback crop this year than what we saw in the past. I think it's a fair number, though. If you were to set the over-under at 3.5, I would definitely juice it over. But I would look to go under that four number. I mean, I definitely don't think we see one more than that get taken, and I'd be surprised if Levis sneaks back into the top 10.
Do we get fun in the over under a number of trades in that top 10 still to come?
I mean, I think you have a number of teams that would love to trade down. I mean, Arizona's not going to be drafting a quarterback at number 3, so unless they fall in love with somebody that can help them on the defensive side, you're going to look to pick up draft capital there. And there'll be a couple other teams that I think when you look at their current roster construction that we could see two or three other trades. But obviously, I mean, trades are what we all get excited about. And clearly, you know, a lot of the hype leading up to the draft rarely ends up delivering on what some of our preconceived notions are.
All right, Todd, so speaking of odds, have you stopped taking – I'm picturing the windows being slammed when someone says, I want to take odds that Aaron Rodgers is a Jet. No, we're not taking that bet anymore. Are you at that point right now?
I haven't seen any of the offshore books actually offering odds on Rodgers' next destination now. Clearly, Green Bay wants to move on from Aaron Rodgers under center, and we'll see exactly what kind of package the Jets are willing to put together. It seems to be, I don't want to say a perfect marriage, but one that makes some sense for the Packers trying to figure out what they have in Jordan Love and a Jets team that believes they're a quarterback away from being a legitimate threat within the AFC.
All right, I have to ask the obvious question that's going across America tonight, and you could give it the yes-no odds of it all. Are the Lakers back?
No, the Lakers are not back. The Lakers won't be back until they win a playoff series. It's amazing. This team wins a handful of games, and people want to make them the NBA favorite. The Lakers are not back until further notice. It's nice that they're, what, now three games or two games under 500 at this point in the season. They'll have a lovely date in the play-in scenario, and if they end up getting into an actual best-of-seven series, we can start taking them a little bit more seriously than we are now.
All right, what are the odds that there's some kind of investigation? Because Lakers, they were going to get tacos tonight, but a last-second bucket by the Raptors, nobody gets tacos now. Is that going to be investigated?
I mean, it's always a little bit disappointing. I think everyone goes to a game, they want tacos, and when it gets taken off the table, they're going to try and find a way to go out there and seek their due reward. So, you know, we'll have to see. I think you can handle the investigation, Smith, although, hey, look, maybe that's what the Lakers need to do to appease their fan base if they're not going to vie for an NBA championship.
Speaking of NBA championships, Kevin Durant slips on the floor, out a couple of weeks. Luka's banged up. Smith's got the Knicks in his top five. What kind of action are we seeing at the top of the NBA board?
A little bit of movement. I mean, the Suns are the favorites in the Western Conference. I'm not sure I'd be even considering betting them at a price less than 2-1. If Durant misses the bulk of the regular season, chemistry could be a real issue. And Phoenix is a team that you probably want to buy stock on for next year. I'm not sure even a healthy Durant makes them the true frontrunner, like the betting market suggests, to win the Western Conference. When you look at the odds to win the NBA title, I mean, four or five teams have kind of distanced themselves from the field. Celtics, Suns, Bucks, and Nuggets in that prohibitive favorites category. But again, the Nuggets, another team that I'm not sure I'm running to trust at a price less than 10-1 right now, even as well as Nikola Jokic is performing. And I think when you look and try and find a little bit of value on the board, the Clippers would be the team that I would gravitate towards in that 15-18-1 range. I don't think Dallas plays enough defense, and we've been here, done that plenty of times with the 76ers, who are the model of inconsistency.
Now, for the NBA now, another big night for Joel Embiid, a big comeback. How have the MVP odds been maneuvering up and down the last few days?
You've seen a little bit of juggling in terms of players behind Nikola Jokic, but he is an overwhelming favorite, and rightfully so. I mean, you have to lay a price north of $4 at some books. Some will be a little bit cheaper than that. Joel Embiid and Giannis, the only two legitimate threats, at least the way the betting markets are suggesting. Embiid right in that 4 or 5 to 1 range. Giannis a little bit further down in that 6.5-7 range. So it would really take a major push over the final 15 to 20 games for one of those two other big men to unseat Nikola Jokic up top. But we know the writers look for a little bit of a narrative, and if they have a chance to grab a fresh name instead of giving it to Jokic for the third time, they may elect to go in a slightly different direction.
All right, Todd, this weekend we have Selection Sunday. We start filling out our brackets. How deep do you see the field being in terms of where a winner can come from?
I mean, here's the thing. We talk about it each of the last couple of years about, oh, the field is as wide open as it's ever been. Teams are going to come from off the pace. Guess what, guys? The last 5 years, we've had a number one seed win the NCAA tournament. You have to go back to 2016 when it was a two seed in Villanova that cut down the nets. Now, where things get a little bit more interesting for folks that are looking to fill out their bracket, you have seen a team seeded fifth or lower make the Final Four over the last handful of seasons. So you're going to get one, you know, non-traditional entrant into the picture, but as far as actually winning the whole thing, it is still a blue blood sport, and it's very rare for a team that we didn't think had any prospects of winning a national championship being able to do so. So I would look at those number one seed lines, and whether you're going to gravitate towards a Kansas, a Houston, or somebody else, you're probably better served to go with chalk when you start to fill out your pools.
All right, Todd, give me the odds here. I want, and be honest with me here, that after all the drama this week, realizing it would be the best thing possible for the NCAA tournament, the NCAA lets in 17 and 15 Syracuse and puts them in the tournament right now. Beheim and Adrian Autry both coach the team.
You know, Syracuse has found a way to sneak into the tournament in the past in improbable fashion, and I'm sure there's members of the selection committee that have compromising materials that Jim Boeheim and the Syracuse administration have had under their fingernail for years. So maybe there's a collective sigh of relief that comes from Indianapolis that they no longer have to worry about it. But the bigger question is, you know, with three old-school Big East programs, there are two, I should say, that are looking for head coaches. Does Rick Pitino make more sense going to take over at St. John's, or does he end up at Georgetown to try and create a little bit of that rivalry that we haven't seen from some of those old-school programs?
You can follow him on Twitter, at Todd Furman. That is at Todd Furman. Check him out on CBS, the Bet the Board podcast as well. Todd, as always, buddy, appreciate your time, my friend. And when the Jets trade for Aaron Rodgers, we'll call you you can update the Jets Super Bowl odds.
I mean, those odds have already been on the move, Smith. I figure you were leading the grassroots movement to crash them from 25-1 that you could have found earlier this offseason to making them odds on favorite at minus $1.20, so I can bet the entire 31-team field against them at right around even money.
What happens when Carson Wentz becomes the quarterback of the Jets?
They moved to 200-1 because we know Carson Wentz in any NFL locker room is not what you want to try and help your postseason prospects.
Oh, no, I like that. The Jets or the field, what is your bet? I like that. I like that, Todd. All right, take it easy, buddy. We'll talk to you.
Be good, boys. Have a great weekend.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Today's Friday.
Live from the TireRack.com studios on a live drop Friday.
I hope they're all dead.
I ain't paying for that.
See, the I ain't paying for that's my favorite because it's not Rob Parker. It's Steve DeSager doing a Rob Parker impression. That's the drop. And that's you doing an impression of Steve DeSager doing an impression of Rob Parker.
It's
like Inception.
That.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. It's like when Emma Watson had to do the impression of herself as Bellatrix, but as Emma Watson in the sixth Harry Potter. I kind of like that.
I'm going to get a hot dog gun.
Blow hot dogs into the stand.
Toilets, three times as many as anybody else.
That's not a drop. Time now for
you
the
didn't
Progressive
make it
play of the night. Progressive making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Well, when you climb out of the 12 hole in the Western Conference and you watch teams lose in front of you to the point where you are now second in the Western Conference, despite the fact you're two games under 500, well, the Lakers get to be the play of the night.
Saw Morin in Indianapolis.
Oh, you jerk.
Look what he used to do here. You forklift him.
That's a busted play, and oh, no. They're going to push Brandon Moore back into his quarterback.
Forklift him.
This is
tonight, they win their third straight, their seventh in their last nine. Show is playing good basketball.
The Lakers are back, Billy Mack.
And now, like, they did a whole sell at the end of the call as well. And on Sunday night, the Knicks.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll be really tired because they'll have played the Clippers tomorrow. Hey, it's going to be another big win. Oh,
look at
this. Very excited, very excited.
I mean, the bench scoring 61-12 and Anthony Davis only needed 8 points.
I mean, come on, man. The guy had 8 points and they still won.
Rui.
LeBron tweeting out at the end of the game, I love this team. Dude, just stop. Just stay quiet. We're winning without you. We're 7 out of 9 without you. Everything is just.
You know what? I like watching this team, too. They move the ball. They play complimentary basketball on both ends of the court. They don't stand around and watch to see what he's going to do next. It's great.
You know, quite honestly, this is the Lakers are playing now the way, I don't want to say every other team, but most every other team that sits around in this middle of the pack where they don't have a lot of stars, but they need to play together. Like, the Lakers would forever lose games against teams. Why are they losing to Oklahoma City? Well, Oklahoma City's playing with more energy. Why? The Lakers are better, and they have more at stake. But forever, the Lakers were the team that was just, hey, when it's a game like this, we're just dead from the neck up. And they're not. Even in games they lose, they're still playing well. They're playing like those scrappy teams where, hey, the game's on the schedule and it's a big night for us and we're going to go play it and play it to the best of our ability, right? Like, we watch the Wizards play games, and how do the Wizards play this game? How do they beat the Lakers? How do the Wizards win by 30 when they have nothing to play for? Now suddenly the Lakers, when they're down, hey, they wind up playing really hard. D'Angelo Russell had a big game tonight back and he's excited. So the Lakers are finally playing how they should have been playing all along when you're without LeBron, AD, one of your stars. Taking a long time, but at least they're at the party.
Buddy, I love this version of the squad. I'm not going so far as to the Frostburg. They're back, baby! But it's interesting complimentary basketball, right? You could see it in the crowd. You're getting that juice back into the arena with each of these games and the bench coming together and D'Angelo Russell coming back after missing, what, 6 games? It's now a little different feel. You didn't need Anthony Davis to carry it tonight. Did he have some big moments? Yeah. Did he pick up a flagrant foul at one point and kind of smile after he did? Yeah, I liked it. I like it. Playing with some heart, playing with some ferocity, and taking on a little bit of your coach's demeanor.
Now let me ask you this now, because we've got big day
back
in the NFL.
Yeah.
The Bears traded the number one overall.
Oh yeah, it's a beautiful day.
And the Packers have said, hey, they're pushing Aaron Rodgers out. Mark Murphy, president, talking about the Aaron Rodgers era in the rearview mirror. When next we speak, you and I on Monday.
Monday night, baby.
What are we talking more about when we first begin the show? Are we talking about the NCAA tournament, or are we talking about Aaron Rodgers to the Jets? Is he a Jet by Monday?
Let's see. It's ahead of – no, it'll be another day. We'll still be waiting, I think.
Another day? We'll find on the play-in
day? Well, because that's the 13th, right? Because we'll get it on the final day before free agency explodes.
See, I think we're
going to know. Because it doesn't have to happen before then.
And I think he's going to say he's coming during the NCAA selection show.
Ooh, so they have now that would be something.
So they have to stop what they're doing and cover that instead.
Does Tom Brady then say he's coming back and come over the top and it's a game of chicken?
Oh, no. They're talking right now to figure out, hey, when is your news going to be? Because my news has to be. I don't want it to be on the same day. So they're figuring that out amongst themselves right now.
Oh, I think it's great theater. It's a beautiful thing.
Clark Kellogg, what do you think
still waiting.
Clark Kellogg, tell us about Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. Break that down for us. Coming up next, Burning Bernie Fratto. This is Fox Sports Radio. Jets, yo.
Hobo! Goodbye, Florida.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hanzus, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.